everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we are going to unpack how this whole generative AI thing is really shaking up the way businesses do things, especially when it comes to like billing and revenue.
Yeah.
You know, you sent over some really fascinating stuff for this deep dive, especially that white paper from Billing Platform.
Mm.
They seem to be right in the thick of all this. I am super curious to dig into all this with you. This is not just like hype. We're talking about tech that could like reshape how companies operate and maybe even how you work.
You know what I find so interesting about all this is how generative AI goes beyond just automating all the boring stuff.
Mm.
You know, we're talking about opening up possibilities that weren't even like, you know, thinkable before, particularly with something as fundamental as billing.
Yeah. So I think we both have a pretty good handle on AI, you know, in general, but for anyone listening who might be newer to all this, can you just like give us a quick rundown on what makes generative AI different? What's the secret sauce here?
Yeah, you're right. It's important to level set a little bit here.
Yep.
So like traditional AI is great at, you know, analyzing all this data that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But generative AI, it kind of flips the script. It can actually create new data.
Oh, wow.
It's like the difference between reading a recipe and then inventing a whole new dish.
Okay.
Generative AI takes what it learns from the data and then uses that knowledge to generate something totally new.
Okay. Now that is mind-blowing. So we're not just talking about AI, you know, crunching numbers faster or whatever. We're talking about AI that can write marketing copy that's like tailored to each person.
Exactly.
Or like compose music based on their listening habits.
Exactly. That's the power of generative AI.
Yeah.
It's not just about efficiency. It's about personalization and creativity on a scale we've never seen before.
And the white paper mentioned some predictions about this that really drove this home for me.
Oh, absolutely. Gartner predicts that by 2027, companies are going to be using generative AI to overhaul those ancient business applications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that are about as user-friendly as a dinosaur?
Yeah.
They're saying that Gen AI can cut modernization costs by like 70%.
Hmm.
By like helping to explain those old systems and even build replacements.
70%. That's not just pocket change. That's a whole new budget.
Right.
For innovation.
And Forrester is predicting that by next year, 60% of us will be using AI in some way at our jobs.
Hmm.
This stuff is moving fast.
All right, so we're talking serious disruption here, but I still don't quite get the link to billing. I mean, billing data isn't exactly the most exciting stuff in the world.
That's where you might be surprised. The white paper hits on a crucial point. Data is the fuel that powers all this AI magic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this great analogy. They say data is the new oil.
Mm-hmm.
And even billing data, which might seem mundane at first glance, is actually a goldmine of insights waiting to be unearthed by AI.
Okay, so even something as simple as knowing when someone pays their bill can be valuable for AI.
Think about it. Billing data, it tells a story. It reveals who your customers are, what they're buying, how often they pay, you know, are they paying on time, are they early, are they late? All those data points are like clues that can help you understand customer behavior,
yeah,
spot potential financial risks, and even predict future trends.
Okay, now I'm starting to see the potential here, but can you give me some like concrete examples? Like how is AI actually being used to unlock the value of all this billing data?
So let's start with something that impacts every business.
Okay.
Fraud.
Okay.
AI can sift through mountains of billing data and pinpoint those tiny anomalies, those subtle red flags that might signal fraudulent activity. Things a human analyst might easily miss.
So it's like having an AI detective on the case 24/7.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just catching the bad guys. AI can analyze billing data to build a deep understanding of customer behavior and preferences. So that means that companies can personalize their marketing messages, recommend products that customers are actually likely to want, and even anticipate future needs.
Wow, that's like next level marketing. No more generic emails, just like laser focused offers that feel like they were tailor made for you.
Exactly.
What else can AI do with this billing data?
Well, it can also act as like a financial crystal ball.
Okay.
By analyzing past billing patterns, AI can project future trends and help businesses forecast their revenue more accurately.
So no more gut feelings or relying on like outdated spreadsheets.
Yeah.
AI can give you data-driven insights to make smarter financial decisions.
You got it. And on top of that, AI can help companies find ways to optimize their costs. It can identify areas where they might be overspending or where they can streamline their billing processes to save both time and money.
Okay, I am officially impressed. It sounds like AI is poised to become like the ultimate billing assistant. But before we get too carried away, I want to make sure I understand the how here. Like, how is AI actually achieving all of this?
Remember those core AI techniques we touched on earlier?
Uh-huh.
Machine learning and natural language processing? Well, they're the real heroes here. Machine learning allows AI to analyze these massive data sets, find patterns, and make predictions. And natural language processing lets AI understand human language, which is essential for things like chatbots and virtual assistants.
So it's not just about crunching numbers. It's about understanding what those numbers mean in a real-world context.
Exactly.
It's about connecting the dots between data and human behavior.
Precisely. AI isn't just about automation. It's about intelligence and insight. It's about helping humans make better, more informed decisions.
Okay, this is all incredibly fascinating, but now I want to see how this is being applied in the real world. The white paper you shared highlights Billing Platform as a company that seems to be at the forefront of integrating generative AI. Can you tell us more about what they're doing?
So Billing Platform is a really interesting case study because they've embraced this concept of a metadata-driven architecture, which makes their platform incredibly well-suited for Gen AI.
Metadata-driven architecture. Okay, that's a new one for me. Can you break that down in a way that even I can understand?
So think of metadata as like the instruction manual for data.
Mm.
Tells you what the data means, how it's structured, and how it all fits together.
Okay.
It's like the blueprint of a building.
Okay.
So in Billing Platform's case, their entire system is built on this metadata foundation.
Uh-huh.
And that's crucial for Gen AI because it allows the AI to seamlessly integrate with the platform. It's like giving the AI a map of the entire system so it can navigate and understand everything that's going on.
So the AI can essentially read the blueprint of the system and figure out how to interact with it. It's like giving the AI a backstage pass to the whole operation.
You got it. That means that Gen AI can do some pretty amazing things.
Yeah.
It can adapt and improve based on how users are interacting with the system. The white paper gives this great example. Imagine you're trying to find all the accounts that are past due.
Okay.
In a traditional system, you might have to click through a bunch of menus and screens to find what you're looking for. But with Billing Platform and Gen AI, the system can learn from your behavior and suggest a more efficient way to do it. It might even automatically create a shortcut or a new dashboard view based on what you're trying to accomplish.
So it's like having a personal assistant who's constantly learning your preferences and anticipating your needs.
Exactly. And because Billing Platform is built on this metadata foundation, Gen AI can integrate with it at a really deep level.
Mm-hmm.
It can analyze how users are interacting with the system, what kind of reports they're generating, what kind of tasks they're trying to accomplish. And then it can use that information to suggest improvements, automate processes, and even predict potential issues before they arise.
Wow, this is really impressive. It sounds like Billing Platform has built a system that's ready for the future, a future where AI is deeply embedded in every aspect of business operations. But I have to ask, where do we go from here? What does the future hold for Gen AI and its impact on billing and beyond?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and one we'll explore in more detail in the next part of our deep dive. We'll uncover some of the most exciting possibilities, the potential challenges, and how this technology might even impact your own life in ways you might not expect.
Ooh, that's a perfect cliffhanger. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to unpack all of that and more. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about how Billing Platform is using Gen AI to create a billing system that's not just smart, but almost intuitive. But let's zoom out a bit. What does this kind of technology mean for the future of how all businesses operate, not just those focused on billing?
That's where it gets really exciting. We're talking about a world where users can literally describe what they want using everyday language, and the AI figures out how to make it happen. No more wrestling with complicated software or needing a tech expert to translate your needs into code.
So it's like having your own personal software developer on call 24/7, but without the hefty hourly rate.
Exactly. The white paper refers to this as self-service feature enhancements. Gen AI could empower anyone, regardless of their technical skills, to customize their software and build solutions tailored to their specific needs.
I love that idea. It's about putting the power back in the hands of the users. But it's not just about individual empowerment, right? Gen AI could transform entire workflows.
Absolutely. Mm. One of the most promising applications of Gen AI is in automating those repetitive, time-consuming tasks that bog down so many businesses. Imagine freeing up your employees to focus on strategic thinking and creative problem solving instead of data entry and spreadsheet wrangling.
Okay, so less busy work, more brain work. Sign me up for that. But speaking of spreadsheets, one thing that really caught my eye in the white paper was the idea of natural language search and reporting. Can you unpack that a bit?
Imagine being able to ask questions about your data in plain English, just like you'd talk to a colleague and get instant answers. Instead of struggling with complex queries and formulas, you could simply ask, "Hey, show me all the customers who are consistently late with their payments," and the AI would generate a report in seconds.
That would be a game changer for so many businesses, including mine. I can't tell you how many hours I've wasted trying to decipher spreadsheets.
And here's where it gets even more futuristic. The white paper even mentions using AI to revolutionize debt collection.
Wait, AI debt collectors? I have to admit that sounds a bit scary, like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I understand the hesitation, but think about it. Right now, debt collection can be a very manual, time-consuming, and often unpleasant process for both the collector and the customer. GenAI could automate much of this using personalized scripts and AI-powered call centers to communicate with customers in a more efficient and empathetic way.
So instead of getting a robotic call from a collection agency, you might have a conversation with a sophisticated AI that understands your individual situation and can work with you to find a solution.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
It could make the whole process more humane and less stressful for everyone involved. But beyond these specific applications, what's really fascinating is how GenAI is shifting our relationship with technology. It's becoming less about mastering complex interfaces and more about having a natural, intuitive conversation with our tools.
It's almost like AI is becoming less of a tool and more of a partner that can help us unlock insights, automate the mundane, and even spark our creativity. Speaking of creativity, I've been reading about how GenAI is being used to create art music and even write poetry. That raises some interesting questions, doesn't it?
Absolutely. GenAI's ability to create new content, whether it's a stunning visual, a catchy tune, or even a thought-provoking poem, is both exhilarating and unsettling. Some people see it as a threat to human creativity, while others view it as a powerful new tool for artistic expression.
It makes you wonder where we draw the line between human creativity and AI-generated content. Is it collaboration?
Mm.
A competition?
Mm.
Or something entirely new? This is definitely a conversation we need to keep having as GenAI evolves.
I agree. It's crucial that we approach these advancements thoughtfully and consider the ethical implications. But let's not forget the potential benefits. Imagine a world where GenAI can help us overcome creative blocks, personalize our entertainment experiences, and even democratize access to art and culture.
I love that idea. Imagine being able to create your own music, even if you don't know how to play an instrument. Or having an AI generate artwork based on your own personal style and preferences. The possibilities are endless. But let's shift gears for a moment and go back to billing platform. They seem to be ahead of the curve in integrating GenAI. Huh? What is it about their approach that sets them apart?
Remember that metadata-driven architecture we talked about earlier? That's really their secret sauce. Most software systems are built in a very rigid way with a lot of hard-coded rules and processes. But billing platform system is built on this flexible metadata foundation, which means it can adapt and evolve much more easily. It's like they built their system with AI in mind from the very beginning.
So it's like they built their system with the future in mind. They knew that AI was coming and they designed their platform to embrace it. That's pretty forward thinking. But one question that keeps popping into my head is this just for the big players? Is GenAI something that only large companies with tons of resources can afford to implement?
That's a common misconception, but it's not necessarily true. One of the most exciting things about cloud-based platforms like billing platform is that they make sophisticated technology accessible to businesses of all sizes.
So even small startups and entrepreneurs could potentially leverage the power of GenAI. That's really encouraging.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that makes this technology so transformative. It's not just for the tech giants anymore. It's for anyone with a vision and a willingness to embrace the future.
Okay, this has been an amazing overview of GenAI and its potential, but I have a confession to make. As excited as I am about all of this, I also find it a little bit intimidating. It feels like we're moving into uncharted territory, and I'm not sure what to expect.
I understand that feeling. It's natural to feel a bit apprehensive when faced with such a powerful and rapidly evolving technology, but I think it's important to remember that AI, and especially GenAI, is ultimately a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It all comes down to how we choose to use it.
So it's not about fearing the technology itself, but about being mindful of its potential impact and making sure we're using it responsibly and ethically.
That's exactly. We have a responsibility to ensure that Gen AI is developed and deployed in a way that benefits all of humanity. But beyond the societal implications, I think it's important for each of us to consider how Gen AI might impact our own lives, our work, and our future. And that's what we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
Don't miss it. We'll be right back to unpack the personal implications of Gen AI and discuss what you can do to prepare for this exciting new era.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've spent this whole episode like exploring how generative AI is revolutionizing the business world, especially when it comes to billing.
Yeah.
But now I'm really curious to like shift our focus and talk about what all of this means for us as like individuals.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in the business applications, mm-hmm. but Gen AI is going to touch every aspect of our lives, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's already happening in ways we might not even realize. Gen AI isn't confined to some far-off future or limited to a specific industry. It's like becoming woven into the fabric of our daily experiences. That's such a good point. So it's not just about companies becoming more efficient or profitable. It's about how we learn, how we work, how we create, how we connect with the world around us.
Exactly. Think about education, for example. Mm-hmm. Imagine every student having access to like a personalized AI tutor that adapts to their learning style, answers their questions in real time, and even creates customized learning materials.
Wow.
It's like having a world-class teacher available 24/7, tailored to your individual needs.
That's incredible. It could truly democratize education and make quality learning accessible to anyone, anywhere in the world. What about healthcare? I've heard so much about how AI is being used to diagnose diseases and develop new treatments.
Yeah, Gen AI has the potential to revolutionize healthcare as well.
Mm.
Imagine AI analyzing medical images with incredible accuracy, catching subtle details that a human doctor might miss. Or AI algorithms sifting through vast amounts of medical data to identify patterns and predict health risks years in advance. It's about empowering doctors with the most advanced tools to make more informed decisions and provide even better care.
So we're not talking about replacing doctors with robots, but about giving them like a powerful ally in the fight against disease.
Right.
That's really reassuring. But what about the creative fields? I know a lot of artists and musicians who are both fascinated and a bit intimidated by Gen AI. Is this like the end of human creativity?
I don't think it's about the end of human creativity at all. I see it more as like an evolution, a new chapter in the story of human expression. Gen AI can be a powerful tool for artists, musicians, writers, anyone who creates.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine an AI that can help you overcome writer's block or generate musical melodies based on your emotional state. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible and exploring new creative frontiers.
I love that perspective. Instead of fearing Gen AI, we can embrace it as a partner in the creative process, a way to like augment our own abilities and push our imaginations further. It's like having a collaborator who can tap into the vast wellspring of human creativity and help us bring our ideas to life in new and unexpected ways. But let's be realistic, there are concerns, right?
Mm.
I've read a lot about the potential for job displacement, for algorithmic bias, for misuse of this technology. It's not all sunshine and roses.
Yeah, you're right. It's crucial to acknowledge the potential downsides. Any powerful technology comes with risks, and Gen AI is no exception. We need to be having open and honest conversations about these challenges. We need to ensure that Gen AI is developed and deployed responsibly and ethically with safeguards in place to protect against misuse.
So it's about finding that balance, right? Embracing the incredible potential of Gen AI while being mindful of the potential pitfalls. It's about having those tough conversations and working together to shape a future where technology serves humanity, not the other way around.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And that brings us back to the question we posed earlier. What does all of this mean for you? How will Gen AI reshape your industry? How will it change the way you work, the way you learn, the way you create?
Those are the questions I hope our listeners are pondering right now. And I don't think there are easy answers. But one thing is certain. Gen AI is here to stay. It's not a passing fad. It's a fundamental shift in how we interact with technology and how we create the world around us. The choices we make today will determine whether Gen AI becomes a force for good, empowering us to solve our greatest challenges and unlock our full potential, or whether it leads us down a path we regret.
It's an exciting time, but it's also a critical time. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI. It's up to all of us to stay informed, engage in these important conversations, and make sure that Gen AI is used to create a better world for everyone.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of Gen AI. I hope you found this deep dive as thought-provoking as we did. Remember to keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep the conversation going. The future of AI is in our hands.